Welcome to the Equinity Podcast, where horse owners just like you share their incredible Equinity stories and how Equinity is changing their horses' lives. Whether you're searching for something to give your performance horse better focus, faster recovery, and more stamina, or in the extreme case where all hope seems lost, give your horse what it needs to help heal at a cellular level, you'll find it here. So jump in on today's episode to hear how Equinity is helping horses worldwide. Now, welcome your host, John Dowdy.
Hey everyone, this is your host and I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Equinity Podcast. Our special guest is Kathleen Robb. Her 10-year-old horse has been dealing with 4 frustrating years of severe ringbone. Let's just jump right into this episode, which is already in progress because your highly trained host, that would be me, forgot to hit record. Here we go.
If I end up with a horse with a shiny coat and all that, that's great. But if it does more than that, I was even more excited, which it did. So I purchased a horse from a friend about 4 years ago, not knowing that it had leg issues, and she did not know that as well. And it became really apparent that he had something going on with his front, both hooves, feet, cannon bone there. And I had the vet come out and shoot some x-rays and found out that he had some pretty severe ring bone. And he's only 10, so that was pretty surprising for such a young horse. So I figured I was going to have to retire him. And so I've just been kind of letting him walk around, not really doing much with him, but started him on Equinity after kind of looking at some of the testimonials and success stories. So I thought, what the heck, we'll give a shot. And I've been just giving him one scoop a day. I never did like a loading dose. I just thought, we'll just see what happens.
Right.
And I noticed about maybe 2 months ago, I got on him and he like wanted to trot and he wanted to canter, which he's never wanted to do that. And even when he did do that, he was lame on his front right always. And he's sound. He's not limping. Of course, we're not, cantering around in circles.
Right.
But I actually have a horse that I was considering putting down because he was looking pretty uncomfortable. And we're back to like a full trotting, walking, cantering, or a trail riding horse.
And wow.
It's fabulous.
Now, how long was he lame prior to using the Equinity?
About 4 years.
Wow. And you had tried all kinds of different things to try to figure out what was going on, or did you kind of know what was going on? Or?
Yeah, I mean, my vet suggested injections, and, I live out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean on a little tiny island called Kauai, so getting injections and things like that become actually a challenge since we don't really have access to a lot of that stuff. So I wasn't really into that, and I thought, well, if it's ring bone, it's ring bone, and injecting him to make him comfortable just so I could ride him was not what I wanted to do to him. Didn't sound right. And so I thought I'd just let him be a beautiful pasture ornament, which he was beautiful. But,
for 4 years, beautiful.
It's expensive to take care of pasture ornaments and, shoeing and everything else that goes with the care of a horse. So, when he was becoming more and more lame, I thought, oh gosh, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. And actually called the vet out, and I had mentioned to her about the Equinity, and she said she hadn't heard about it. And I said, well, I watched all the success stories and testimonials, which, from some pretty reputable trainers and riders. And I thought, well, give a shot. And pretty happy.
Wow.
Pretty darn happy with my horse.
That is awesome.
And he looks great. And so then I had an older horse who's 21. And I thought, well, if it's helping him, and she's got ring bone as well, of course, she doesn't ever need to compete again. She's an old lady, and it's okay for her to retire, but if it keeps her more comfortable. So I've started her on that. Kind of too soon to see what's happening with her yet, but,
sure.
Why not?
So with your other horse that was lame for 4 years, how long did you have her on Equinity before you really started noticing a difference?
Well, I didn't really know. I didn't try him out. Like, I wasn't seeing, like, after a month how he was doing or 2 months. I just kind of let him be on it and let him run his life, and I never really tested him on it to see if it was working or not. But then when I pulled up out at the ranch and he came running up to the fence and I just about fell out of my car. Because he's never been able to do that.
Yeah.
You know? So I thought, well, maybe I can actually get back on him and ride him because he is too young to have such leg issues. Yeah. Oh, and you know what else it's done for him? He had, I want to call it maybe eczema or some sort of a skin condition on his hips where it would kind of get flaky and flake off, and that's gone away too.
Wow.
And he's had it his whole life. Yeah, and I told her, the previous owner, I said, yeah, his skin condition's gone away. Because no, there's just no way he's had it his whole life. I've tried everything. And I said, well, did you ever try quinidine? She said, no. I said, well, I've tried him on it, and he's actually sound, and his eczema's gone away. So if she had continued with horses, she said she would have taken my advice and tried it, but she's done with horses.
Yeah, out of the business. Life, so. That is so awesome. Wow. Well, thank you so much. That's an amazing story.
That's all for this episode of the Equinity Podcast. For more information on purchasing Equinity, be sure to visit our website at teamequinity.com, where you'll also find product information as well as more testimonials on how others have seen amazing results by implementing Equinity into their horse's supplement regime. We'll have more stories on how Equinity is helping horses worldwide right here on a future episode of the Equinity Podcast.